Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
28 days it is now to the election date of the 29th of May, 2024. All sorts of polling coming out, left, right and center. And common to all of those polling results is the number of people who still have not decided who are they're going to be voting for. At its worst, it's sitting at 19% of those surveyed. Joining me on the line is Thembelani Mazibuko, election analyst and researcher at EISA. Thembelani, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Africa. Happy to be here.
19%, I think, is the latest figure I read with the Ipsos poll that came out and was reported on a few days ago. That's a fifth of potential voters, a significant number to be undecided 28 days out from the election, right?
Indeed, it is quite a big number, and it seems to be growing. That could be for a whole lot of reasons. Primarily because no political party is obviously capturing their imaginations, but it's particularly an indictment on the opposition political parties. Many of these voters would be perhaps people who would have voted for the ANC 10 or 15 years ago, and the fact that the opposition parties have not captured the hearts and minds of these voters who used to perhaps potentially, many of them would have voted ANC, is a huge indictment on the official opposition parties, as well as other opposition political parties. So work to do there for the opposition parties in order to get these voters.
And what does that work include, do you think, Thembelani? What would they need to do to convince those potential voters that they should give their vote to them as political parties or individuals?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's not a one-size-fits-all question. It's regional. It depends on the demographic. So different demographics have different issues. So perhaps younger voters, concerns maybe around the economy, maybe around jobs, and a voter perhaps in the Eastern Cape may have different needs and wants perhaps from a voter in Gauteng. So, and it really is up to the opposition parties really to show to show these voters that they are worthy of their vote, that they can be trusted. I would just like to point out that this is particularly an indictment on the official opposition, which is hovering at between 19% and 21%. The fact that they cannot grow past this, even newer parties like the MK party, newer parties like Rise and Zansi, seem to be gaining quite a bit of momentum, and the official opposition is not. So that points to a larger conversation around the contradictions of the South African electorate, and how it is possibly impossible to cater to one group and another group at the same time.
Do we at least know whether these, I suppose, potential voters are intending to vote? I don't know if you have access to any of the data that will be able to tell you that come the 29th of May, they will go and vote. They just don't know, as the date of survey, who they'll be voting for.
Yeah, we don't know. That's precisely why the answer is I don't know. So, of course, we can speculate. Like I'm speculating that many of them would be formerly ANC voters. In South Africa, we live in a particular context where because of the outside role that this one political party plays, the ANC, it has managed to garner sizable majorities over the year, with that majority eroding, which is bad news for the ANC. However, the good news for the ANC is that there is a culture of, I will show the ANC by not voting, instead of voting for the opposition. So again, that is why there is an indictment on the opposition political parties. So many of them may actually still vote for the ANC, but they may not be your enthusiastic ANC voters, because again, the official opposition, sadly, is not even in the conversation with many of these voters.
Yeah.
So a lot of them may actually vote for the ANC, but a lot of them will actually stay at home.
Thembelani, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Thembelani Mazibuko is an elections analyst and researcher with the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa.